So the Gemara in front of you, in Shabbat Daf Yud, explains the we're doing Otet today in Rav Kook. The Gemara says it's on Shabbat Daf Yud. It says Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Bar Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda and Rabba the son of Rav Huna, have a Yatvi Bedina Kuliyoma. They were judges all day. And the Gemara uses the language of Have Kachalish Libayu. Literally, it means that they were sick hearted.
Then who's
Biar? Biar is Bar. Bar means the son of. Bar is the son of. Okay? They were sitting as Dayanim the whole day. And the Gemara says Have Kachalish Libayu. They were literally sick hearted. Question is, what does that mean? So we have two opinions in Rashi what it means. Either Rashi says mitzta'arim, they were upset because they didn't learn Torah all day. Shelo asku oto ayom b'Torah. And then the Gemara comments, Tanalehu Rav Chiya Barah b'Difti. This is why I brought this down. Not only because of the Torah Eretz Yisrael, but it's connected to what we just read yesterday, where the Pasuk says about Moshe, it says, Vayamod ha'am, the nation stood al Moshe. Moshe was the Dayan. Mina bokir ad arif, that Moshe was a judge, seemingly, literally, from morning to night. The Gemara asks, V'chi tala'o datcha, Shemoshe yoshev dan ko ayom, kulo? Is it possible that Moshe was sitting, judging the whole day? Torah to matay na'aseit, when is his Torah going to happen? Elomar l'cha, so don't take it literally, but it's telling me a rule that says, kol dayan, any judge, shedan din emet lamito, that judges total truthfully, afilu sha'achat, if he judges truthfully, even for 1 hour literally, it's as if he's a partner in God in the creation. Why? It says over here in Yitro, from morning to night. What does it say at the beginning of Breshit? Yom Echad. Question is, what's going on here? So according to Rashi again, it's used the same terminology. The question is, what is this combination that if you're judging truthfully, it's as if you're shutaf in Maaseh Breshit? So one step at a time. We had said the first Pirush in Rashi is that they were upset. Chalishli Bayu, they were upset. They were upset because they didn't learn Torah. And therefore Rav Chiya, the son of Rav, said to him, don't worry about it. There's tremendous reward for Dayanim, and you shouldn't be upset. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation, Rashi says, I don't like that, because the language of Chalash Libayu should not be. It should have been Chalash Daitayu, that they were upset. That. But Libayu means that they were fasting all day. Why? Because they didn't get to eat. So Rav Chiya Barav said to them, you don't have to sit and judge all day. Only part of the day. Okay? But through this, Rav Kook takes a very important approach in our Avodat Hashem here. And this is in Otet. And he says as follows. See on the bottom? It says, Hatshuka Hayoter Gedola. The greatest passion. Shemimaleit et leva gedolim shebnei adam. Hashleimim vatzadikim. What is my desire? The greatest, what should be my aspiration? My aspiration should be Hilio Tamid Oveid Avodat HaKlal. What I have to be doing is to work not only for myself, but Hafuch, is to be able to help out both Am Yisrael and the whole world in all of my actions. Klal.
So I'm being a Dayan.
Oh, that's exactly the point, right? But what's going to be? So you have the klal, and what do you have? What's the opposite? Seemingly, the
atzmo,
what he calls the prat, me myself. So seemingly, many of us think that why you know a lot of people told you this is your year in Russia. You
so
have
to be selfish.
Yeah, it's your year to be selfish. I always say that pernicious advice, which means very dangerous advice, because a year of growth and your year to be selfish, for me, is an oxymoron, a contradiction, and a paradox. Can't be. No such thing. So what does this mean? So he says the highest aspiration is to be the Avodat HaKlal. Look what he says. Lehitiv kifi kocho el HaKlal kulo. Kifi asher tasig yado. to be able to use your strength to based on your ability to help out the klal. Shezoi avodat Hashem atmima bevuna amiti. The real emet is to help within your kochot about the klal. Now, vine. Kasher matzu makom hashlemim alalu lepul atam bemarechet hamishpat. Liyod lo il adatam. So what happens? In this case, it's a judge, but it's anytime, whatever I'm doing for the klal. Lo ratzu b'shum ofen lachtom me'avodatam b'kodesh. Gam chelek zman hayoter katan. They didn't want to stop. You're totally immersed and committed to the klal. They didn't want to stop even for a sec. B'asher chashvu l'mishpat. Ki eich yamod liba b'menucha. B'yotom masichim datam mitovat haklal kulo asubeim otam. How can I stop from this aspiration? How can I stop? How can I stop from being able to care about the klal? Ulit stamtzim b'hashlamatam hayichidit, and only look at my personal desires. Lehit stamtzim, and not look at what we call galus or galut, but just care about my personal desires. Isn't it a contradiction? Fine rayonam ze mana mehem menuchat nafsha. This really took them back. Ad shehuchruchu l'maneh b'mnei tidirat iskei akal b'mishpateihem mehasuk b'ashlamatam agufanit v'gam aruchanit. Right? Because of that, whichever girsa you had, they stopped taking care of themselves, either physically, they didn't eat, or also spiritually, they didn't learn them for themselves, Torah. Therefore, meaning, isn't that the ideal? Isn't that the ideal? What's your name?
Natalie.
Who? Natalie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Is she the new one?
No.
Danielle, you're the old one? I never met you before.
I'm the old one.
You're the old one who I never met before.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Danielle.
I've talked to a class before.
Did you ever talk?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Somebody else.
She doesn't sit here.
She's never sat there before.
I've never
sat. This has been the two Danielle corner. Nobody, it's like fire. Anybody gets near the Danielle corner gets burnt! Burnt! To the point that Victoria went to her, So that's the question. The question comes that they're so involved in the klal that they couldn't what? They thought dealing with my own physical and spiritual needs is not only an interruption, it's a contradiction, it's a paradox. Answers, Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna.
Wait, could we just pause
a
second? Rashi had two answers, right?
Rashi had two ways to understand. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says Cholish Libayu? Did it mean Cholish Libayu meant in what? That they were upset? Why were they upset? Because they didn't learn Torah, because they were judging the whole day. So that was a missing of spiritual. The other way, and he didn't like that. He didn't like that because the language is Cholash Halev. According to that interpretation, it should have been Cholash Hadat. And therefore he said what he thought it meant is that what happened? They were working all the time. I have a student at times who's so involved in his learning he forgets to eat.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Same type of idea, Natalie. So over here, it's saying the other way. That what happened? They were so involved in their judging, they didn't get to eat. Well, you came in a little late.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're trying to say, what is the highest aspiration? Rav Kook had said, we know that the highest aspiration, what we think, is not only work on yourself, but you should be working towards helping out Am Yisrael, helping fix the world.
Isn't that working on yourself?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. We'll see. Maybe. A lot of people think that it's a contradiction. Right? A lot of people say, what is this year about? It's only about me, myself, and I. They don't even think about Am Yisrael to the point that Hashem gave us the Torah and gave
it's
it to...
It's not working on yourself as being selfish. It's working on yourself as like, okay, right now I'm going to work on prayer. I'm going to work on my midot. I'm going to work on like giving, you know? Like it's for you not to pay attention to others. Like in a way that like, okay, I'm not going to worry about what this person thinks about me, peer pressure, nothing like that. That's what I take it as. Like, that's what it is, no?
It's part of it, but we're saying it's even a higher level. seems to be the highest level is I want to work on myself because I want me as part of the nation, as part of the world, l'takein olam b'malchut shakai. Right? There are different ways. What is the purpose of this world? So one people say it's all about me, myself, and I. I just have to, God gave me the mitzvot for me to become more refined. And it's all about me. But Rav Kook says it's not all about you. It's you as part of different concentric circles. It's you part of being Am Yisrael. It's you part of being all of humanity. To what? Not only as the Baal Shem Tov would say, is that God wants to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. Wants to be able, we're soon going to get the concept of Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham. But even more so, it's also that Am Yisrael has to be an Orla Goyim. And I'm part of that Am Yisrael. Right? And I have to, every action that I do, it's not only about me, I'm just part of a greater aspiration. So, the first part of the Gemara is saying that I went to the, seemingly to the extreme, to say that I'm not even paying attention to my own physical and spiritual needs, because I'm all about the klal. Right? They talk about the Meshech Chochma, it talks about that maybe being the difference between Noach and Moshe. Right? Noach, at the beginning, was called an Ish Sadiq. And then what happened? And then at the end already, he's called an Ish Adama. While Moshe was first called an Ish Mitzri. And at the end of the Torah, he's called Vizosa Bracha, Shersa Moshe. Wrong one. Vizota Bracha. It says, calls him an Ish Elokim. So what happened? So the Meshech Chachma explained that Moshe represents that person. His language is that he was mafkir himself for the klal. Moshe was that the epitome of a shliach, of an agent for Am Yisrael, for the klal. Moshe representing the klal.
Well, wasn't that like it was also Avram? It's really general that they compare Avram and Noah.
Also, they compare Avram and Noah, but they also compare Moshe and Noah. And Moshe could be, as opposed to Noah, who was just taking care of himself. Maybe his family, right? But Moshe represents, seemingly, and that's what's going on over here. Vayamod ha'am al Moshe min haboker ha'arev. It sounds like Moshe is what? It's exactly this case, right? He's sitting in judgment. Moshe represents the klal. That's who Moshe is.
What's the klal?
The klal means the collective, the nation, right? The world, not just the individual. And therefore, we continue on. I'm on page 5.
I have a question though. When it says Kulei Yoma, like the whole day, is it like the whole day as we know a whole day, or it's a different kind of like time?
Right now, let's go for the way we know it, just for now. Could be different, but right now, the way we know it, for now. Look at the fourth line. Therefore, he says, Al Kain, Tane Luhu Rav Chia Bara Mevdifti. Okay, see it? Fourth line.
Where?
Fourth line on page 5.
Page 5.
It's on the second side. Fourth line. Amnam.
Okay.
Vadai emet hadavar. Shatuda. You see it? Hayoter elyonash b'chayim. He liot. Show it to her, Danielle. Without breathing fire down her. He liot poel oved avodat haklal. Emet. Our identity card, our DNA, our emet is to be oved avodat haklal. Look what he says though. Aval b'shum ofen ein lahashkif al erech avodat haklal b'musag tzar. But you cannot limit and have tunnel vision when it comes to working for the klal. Klomar.
What does that mean?
Look, this is what it is, that's exactly what he said. Klomar means, in other words, let me explain what I just mean. Rak lihityachid be'otan ha'avodot.
You can't limit when it comes to...
Don't limit it as we thought that the only way you could actually have the goal of servicing the klal is what? Is, look what he says, rak lihityachid be'otan ha'avodot ha'munachal lefana be'hamasat o kaved. We thought, what is the highest level of a Jew? I totally don't care about my own personal self. I'm all into the klal. That seems to be the highest level. The language of the Meshech Chachma was, I was mafkir myself. I totally negated myself for the greater good. Says Rav Kook, that's not the pshat. Because you're missing the major, the bigger picture. That's why he says, don't tunnel vision it. Don't limit it. Rather, we are on page 5, the last two words are on the 7th line. Ki im tsarich lahaskil. You have to be smart. Sha'amnam, it is true. Kevan shintu da ta'isha shalim. Hi atova klalit shiotse mimeno b'chayav. Indeed, it is true that the complete man is the one who's looking at the bigger picture of the klal. But look what he says. Brilliant. Im kein lo rak ha-sha'ot shebehenu mityached before b'avodat ha-klal. Hein meliyot b'tudat chayav, like we thought. It's not only the hours that you're working to help out the Am, the klal, and the general humanity also. Ki im kol shalshalat chayav. All the chain of your life. Every part of it. Kol tzarchei hashlamato. All your needs, bein aruchanit, bein achomrit, whether it's your physical or spiritual needs, kulam yu l'toelet l'agdil tova klal. It all has to be for the greater good of the klal. I.e., which he's about to say. What is he going to say? He's going to say, when I take care of myself, and you'll excuse me for a second, when you get a pedicure, when you get a manicure, when you go to the spa, is that it? You're not from? Is that the pshat?
No, I think managers are great. I should get managers.
Okay, we're not going there. Right? I didn't say I was saying you. I said the word you. Okay, I don't know, you shouldn't talk to those guys. You know?
When women get managers or pedicures.
Thank you, Danielle. Danielle's with me. Don't think, oh, she's so into her physicality. She doesn't care about her spirituality. No. Says Rav Kook that's not the pshat. Taking care of yourself physically is also part of Avodat Hashem. It's also part of the Avodat HaKlal. Antithetical to what we thought. We thought what's the only way to be the greatest Eved Hashem is to what? Take care of your community. Take care of them.
By taking care of yourself, you're taking care of other people at the same time. Because not every, you're
If I pigeonhole it, and I look at it, is that really true? How am I, when I'm taking care of my pedicure, am I really taking care of other people? Take care of my feet. Take care of my fingers. Right? We talked about bad odor coming in here, right? We talked about the bad odor, Danielle, right? Ah! So what's going on? So that's what he says. What you're saying is correct. We just have to explain it. Al-Kain. Therefore he says, it's where the slash is in the middle of the page. B'minuchat leiv tzarich lefanot el hashleimut ha-pratit shelo. There's no doubt about it that you have to work on your internal self, making sure you're complete both in your physical and your spiritual. V'ladat, and to know she'omnam mehashpat ha-pu'ulot shel hashleimut ha-pratit, by the influence of you working on yourself both in the spiritual and the physical, bein b'chomer bein b'ruach, teitze sha'a achat b'yom sheba yuchal b'rchush kochotav ha-pratiyim la'avod et avodat ha-klal. By you, he says 1 hour there. What he means is whatever time you're taking, obviously you're not taking 18 hours to do pedicures and sitting in spas all day. Say, oh, I got to take care of my shleimut ha-pratit. That's not what it is. What it is what? When you're taking that time, whatever that time is, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you got to know who you are. Nimtza, listen to what he says. Shekol inyanava pratiim hema mimalim etamatara ramazot. Therefore, what's going on? When I'm taking care of my personal, both spiritual and physical needs, as long as it's not 25 hours, therefore I have no time for the klal. That in itself is part of avodat klal. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu explains Rav Kook. I cannot do any to Moshe. Basher kol chayav netunim hayu la'am Hashem. His whole life was dedicated to Am Yisrael. Al kein ha'am ad amar alav. Therefore, the nation.
What does it spell la'am David all the time?
What?
Why is it always la'am David?
It's la'am Hashem. Don't know. As opposed to Haman?
Yeah.
don't know.
If Moshe, like everything, all his energy was towards Bnei Israel, then why is it that I heard that Bnei Israel basically favored Aaron's ways more?
You tell me. It's a good question. It's a good question. First of all, a lot of times, first of all, the classical thing that you heard is that Aaron was a Rodev Shalom and Ehove Tabriot. He was more of the people person, going from person to person to be nice, you know, trying to appease relationships, right? While Moshe, a person could be behind the scenes, even though Moshe was in the front, but on a certain level, he's taking care of the whole club. And therefore, maybe on a personal level, you're not feeling as close to Moshe as you were to Aaron. Okay?
Right, right.
So therefore, right, Lahavdil, you know, an administrator here may not be, you know, as a teacher who's having your informal chats, right? You may feel closer on one level to the informal person who's having your informal.
So he's like, even though he's leading, he's doing work behind the scenes.
Some behind the scenes to take care of the whole claw. Correct. Alkein ha'am amar alav. When it means ha'am amad alav, it means not that they were literally standing, but it was through his koach, through everything he did, they
relied
on him, and that was on his mind all the time. Everything he did was all about what? Helping out Israel. When we talk about being a religious Jew, it's very, very important. Rav Kook says this in a different place also. What does it mean to be a religious Jew? Remind me your name again?
Mina.
Mina. I remember Mina. We talked at the party.
Yeah.
Remember that? Right over here. You were sitting over there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I
remember. I did too. Now, Mina, when we talk about a religious Jew, a lot of times we think about a religious Jew, Rav Kook says, he gives the model of like when you build a shul. So if you build a shul, a lot of people think just the building itself is enough. His model is that what? Look, when I go to Beit Knesset, and I'm in my midrashah, that's when I'm religious. When I walk out of the Beit Knesset, then what? You leave your religiosity in the Beit Knesset.
But when they go to church, can you stand there? It doesn't mean you're a good person just because you...
There. His language is your makseh, from the word muksa. You said that's where I'm religious. When I go out into the business world, you know, you got to take care of yourself. Right? What he says is that's why when Hashem comes into a shul, there always has to be asara batlanim there. Because that's a message, not batlanim in the negative sense. But he says, if not, he's miyad koes, because the whole purpose of the shul constantly, not just the binyan, but moving, it's representative of the idea that what? That religiosity is what? It's constant. It's always. It's not only when you're in the shul and midrashah. It's 5 years from now, it's 10 years from now, whatever you're doing, whether you're in speech pathology, or a lawyer, or a veterinarian, whatever you're going to do, you're being able, whatever you're doing, you're being ovedet Hashem. That's what you have to be doing. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu. It's saying whatever he's doing, he has Am Yisrael on his mind. But what? And that's why it's Mibokir ad Arav. From Bokir to Arav, Av Shebemeshech Hazman. Shemibokir bad Arav Nitmazgu Gamkin Pulot Lashlamato Apratit. From morning to night, he had Am Yisrael on his mind. He went to shower. He went to work out for an hour. How can you call him such an Am Yisrael Jew? Isn't he a selfish person? The answer is no. Because taking care of your physical health is part of your Avodat Hashem. Rav Kook even calls this Tshuva Gufanit.
That's amazing. Him taking care of himself, he was basically saying that when I'm going to take care of myself, they're going to be able to follow the Torah with me better or something.
Correct.
He was like always thinking of that.
Correct. Correct. Meaning if I'm not taking care of myself, then there's many people that are not going to be able to properly see Torah Hashem.
Put himself in that position where he was thinking of that constantly. Like, what motivated him?
That takes work. It takes work.
The fact that they were relying on him.
That's part of it also. Part of it also. Very good, Danielle. Sometimes when people...
For children,
sometimes, bidiyuk, it's exactly true also. Right? When I go away, my wife becomes super mom. That was almost a Freudian slip. My wife becomes a super mom. Where you have it, but even when I'm around, right? You have Rav Soloveitchik talked it about two different awarenesses. There's an acute awareness and a latent awareness. What does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik explained why, as opposed to Sukkah, it was a couple months ago, we had Sukkot here in Israel. The Gemara Brachot Daf Yud Aleph from Bet. The Gemara Brachot Tosfos says, why, when I ate breakfast in the Inbal Hotel, and I said Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos Avet Zivanu L'Shei Basukah, and then I was invited out to the King David Hotel, and I walked across the street 10 minutes later. What did I have to do? Make another bracha L'Shei Basukah. And when I went from the, and I walked a little bit farther to the plaza, and then what did I do? Another L'Shei Basukah.
Because the same way as
the
Lekat Nerot,
it's
based on place.
But Birchot HaTorah. I make one Birchot HaTorah in the morning. Then I go to work. One Birchot HaTorah, that's it. That covers the whole day. What's the difference? Answers Rav Soloveitchik based on Tosfos. Tosfos says, when you're learning Torah, Eino Midyaesh Midaato. Since V'Gita Bo Yomam V'Alayla, Miboker Arif. Exact same language. Says Rav Soloveitchik. There are two types of learning. There's one like we're doing now, what's acute learning. Learning. What exactly does it mean? And then there's something that's part of you. Even if it's not part of your conscience, it's part of your subconscious. And that's what we said, like a mother. A mother being a mother of her children. There is the time when she's giving cereal and giving all the different rides and making sure that the kids are okay. And then she's an accountant. She's punching the numbers. So at that second, she's not acutely or consciously thinking about her kids, but it's part of her kishkas. It's part of her maternal makeup. So too over here.
Was he like that though, even before you became a leader?
I think through his experiences, it helped him makshir for that to happen. Right? So the Ibn Ezra says that's why he, Dafka, was in the palace. Dafka, so he can think big. Specifically, his name is Minamayim Mishitiyu. That what happened, he became Moshe. Why? Because he was drawn from the water. His name should have been either Mashui. His name should have been Mashui or Nimshe. Says the Svorno, his name is Moshe. Because in the future, based on these experiences, everything he did was helping train him to what? To become who he was going to become. Just like you, Natalie. Same thing. Every part of you. What?
What does Tuvia come from?
Tuvia. Well, that's... part of it, it's another name for the word Tuv, because it says his when he was there, his full, right? The house was full of Tov, right? It's one of his names also, Tuvia, right? Tuv of Hashem, the abundance of Hashem. Same idea. So keep going. Okay, we get back to Rav Kook. Adonin Moshe Basher Kochayam Netunim Ayulam Hashem Akina Amaralav Uvakocho Hitkayim. This we said already. It was all for the greater purpose. It is not the purpose that whenever I'm trying to service Am Yisrael, that therefore I have to totally sacrifice myself. Ha'uved Hashem avodat tama, tzarich shi'aleh l'midazo l'haskil, ki kol asher yoter yarchiv et hashlamato apratit. If you really are being marchiv, if you understand that your physical and spiritual private shleimut is not limited in scope, that it's only about me, myself, and I, the threesome, but it's an enabler to help me service the club. I'll give you an example today. This morning I sat down with one of the very special rabbis. A lot of times I'm teaching. What happens? You need to get inspired yourself also. So I sat in the back of the Beit Midrash with one of the very, very special rabbis in Yeshiva HaKotel. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Ovadia. I just sat and learned with him, and he was learning with a different person. And it's being able to l'ra'anin, right, to freshen yourself up, to be able to continue that. You are so selfish. Shouldn't I have been teaching others? There are times that you need for yourself to be able to help others. Yarchiv et hashlamato apratit kein yutar yochel lishtalim baba avodat haklal. As a result of that, or yoter yuchal, excuse me, kein yoter yuchal, as a result of you being more shalim within yourself, what we talked about, both the pedicures, both the spas, swimming, working out, taking care of yourself physically, all of those things are a tshuva gufanit, which will enable a tshuva ruchanit, which will enable tshuva klalit. And without those levels or stages, there's going to be a chisaron. There's going to be something that's missing. Therefore, Rav Kook explains. Al-Kain. Ein midat. Listen to this, very important. Ein midat avodat tzibur. Yuchal lishalim baba avodat klal. Sorry, I messed up. Al-Kain. Ein midat avodat tzibur ne'erechet lefi kamut azman. It's not look at me, the quantity of time. Look at me, I'm working. Like what we thought, the literal pshat in the Gemara that Moshe is sitting there day and night. No! Ki im kvi echuta pula, the quality of your action. The tova yoter, listen to what he says. It's better. 1 hour of action. Hayotzei b'minuchat nefesh u'michumshat b'guf bari, that comes out from serenity of your soul. Meaning, shleimut nafshit pratit. And you're armed with a healthy body, me avodat tedira, from your constant working on the chaleshet laguf, umidvazbezi yoter midai etakoch ruachani. And how does he know this? How does he know that it's better? It's funny, since I'm a little sick, since I'm not following my own the teaching, practice what you preach. Kikach, where does he get this from? That's the continuation of the Gemara, because you become a shutaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh b'reishit. Kikachi. Somebody want to read? Last 5 lines on the page. Anybody want to read?
My Hebrew's awful.
It's okay. Kikach.
Kikachi midato.
Good.
Kol.
Shell.
Sorry, shell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Beautiful. Don't say it's awful. So far it's great.
B'maaseh b'reishit.
This is the midah b'Hashem b'maaseh b'reishit. Go ahead.
Shekol ha-bli'ar kula.
What do you mean Hebrew's awful?
Really?
Wait, crazy? Your Hebrew's 10, 50 times better than many people I know. Shekol abriya kula. Go ahead. Chalkeha. Good.
Hadarush.
Now what are you talking about? Just because I'm correcting you doesn't mean it's not great. Just means that the next time you're not going to make the mistake. Le'eze.
Hashlama.
Good. Ba'ashefa. Let's explain that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh b'reishit, that the whole creation is made up of lots of parts together. And therefore what? If a person wants to look at the whole completion, he's influenced in a greater way by what all the different details where the whole influence comes. He's going to explain. For example, Haboker va erev. Keep going.
Oh, Haboker va erev yom echad hu.
Afal pi. Afal pi.
I remember
that. Shehayom hu haozer.
Haozar. Bekerbo et ho dechayim.
By morning and night, it's one day, it's one complete unit. But what is he going to say? But they're very different units. During the daytime, you're full of life and passion and optimism and hope and feeling and great. And at nighttime, right? At nighttime, he's about to say what? I'm not my Erev. What?
The morning of the
night. It depends. I don't mean morning as in like 9 or 10 or depending, 11, 12. Right? I'm not talking about that. La priyut.
Thank you.
Right? But what? But there are different people, or morning people, night people. It's true. As you get older, you'll see things change a little bit. I'm not my Erev. Go ahead.
I'm
not my Erev. Speak.
Hakoach.
What happens at nighttime? You need to go to sleep. You need to revive. You need to recharge. Right? So during, you would say it's two different things. The morning and the afternoon is the time to work. You'd say Adam lepoalat baboker, you're working. And by erev, you go to sleep. You're going to say that's the same thing. The answer is Al-Kain. Great, therefore they're together, they're one day together. Why? Look what he says. Shavim.
Shavim
b'ma'alatam
le'inyan
right, Say, both of them are necessary, right? To become one big piece, even though they're different, each one is necessary. Therefore, we're going to continue reading. Al-Kain.
Al-Kain, Gam Ha-Usak, Betovat,
good.
Betovat, Ha-Kal.
Good.
Vidan, Din, Amat.
Emet.
Emet, Li-Amto.
Good.
Avilu, Sha'a-Echad. Hariko, Pa'olet.
Pe'ulotav, all of his actions.
Ha-Partiot.
Good, the private actions.
Not. Bo, Koach, Lafi.
Bituv Tam.
Bituv Tam, Et, Arach.
Good.
Im
mitzido ha'iyuni.
Ha'maasi.
Male.
Ometz
leiv.
Beguf.
Bari. Good.
Leman.
Nishma. Good. Okay. Ubein, let's just finish that next part.
Ubein.
Bimilu
o.
Musari.
Bezikoch.
Ma'asav. You're doing great.
Umedotav.
Good. Shepoalot. Devarav. Be'am. Great. Therefore, when I am amazing, give her a high five. That was very good. Very good. There it is. That was very good. I can't do that, so that's why I'm not. Good. Gam ha'oseg betovat ha'klal. V'dan din emed lamito afilo sha'achat. Hare kol pulatav ha'pratiyot. All of his private actions. No bo koach gives him the strength. La'afik betuv tamet erech adin, to be able to judge properly. Whether it's mitzad ha'iyuni, because he's well rested, because he's feeling good. He's able to think well. Imitzad ha'ma'asi, whether he's physically able to sit on his tuchus or do whatever he needs to do. B'yoto male omitz lev ha'nimsa, rak b'guk bari, in order that his words are going to be heard and be correct. Ubein b'miliyo ha'musari, whether he's morally correct. B'zikuch, with the purification of his actions and his midot, to be able that now his words are going to be listened to. Therefore, I'm going to finish it up. Al-Kain. All of my private actions are centered and focused on the greater purpose of the klal. That all parts, right? It's not two separate worlds, the morning and daytime. I need both. You can't just say I'm a morning person and everything I do at night is not connected. Everything you do at night is connected to the day. Everything you do in day is connected to the night. How? If that happens, where I'm done, din emet lamito afilu sha'achat. Where what happened? By making sure that even the sha'achat of my physical actions enables me to be done, din emet, I become a shutaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. A shutaf is a partner. How is that? Shutaf kavua. I'm becoming a permanent partner with God. Shekol sicho visigo vikoma badav. Because every conversation I have, every accomplishment I am doing, all my actions are surrounding of the Yisod Hashlamat HaMetziut B'Shichlula, to perfect this world in reality. Ki Atavat HaMatzav HaChavruti B'Mamado HaMusari, whether it's improving the surrounding social, moral standing. Shu Yisod Dinei U'Mishpatei Torah, because that's what Dayanim is, right? Social justice. All the din that you need to be doing, this is the most tachlis, to be able to be mashlim ma'aseh breshit, that people are following the laws. People, you're helping through your actions to make sure that you have to follow das v'din. This is true even if you take care of yourself for that 1 hour. Man yuchal lefanot biyeter chalkei hazman shel hashlamato hapratit shemimenu yu totzot yoter tovot lehashlama hakvalit shel hatzibur shehu chafetz ba be'emet uvetamim. This is true to be able chozer kone be'izko bazeh b'leiv ne'eman afilu sha'achat. right? It says, if I'm dan din emet lamito afilu sha'achat. As a result of that sha'achat of dan din emet, which emanated from me taking care of my Hashlamat Torah pratit,
and
bediuch. Because why? Because the whole purpose through that happening is what? Just like Maaseh Breishit, you have night and daytime. And it's not two separate worlds. You would say it's two separate things. No. One is Mashlim the Sheni. You can't have a good day if you have a bad night. A lot of times you're going to have a bad day. You didn't sleep well. It's going to affect your daytime. You might say it's two different worlds. Right? You think it's two different worlds. The daytime you're full of energy and full of life. The nighttime you're all tired. So too I would have thought of Avodat HaKlal. It's nothing to do with Avodat HaPrat. A prat is taking care of myself, both physically and spiritually. Explain to Rav Kook, no. That taking care of your prat will enable you to have that, what? To be able to really service God in the right way. In what way? Servicing God. Making sure that this whole world that we're doing and making a world a much better place. It means when I'm working on myself, when we're being nicer to each other here in Midrash and Eshel, be nicer to each other, caring about each other, that in itself makes a difference. That makes a difference not only for my own personal midot, but also for the greater good. When I'm nicer to a person, it's a kiddush Hashem, the Rambam says. When I'm nicer to a person, when I care about the person, not only is it for your own musari piece, but it's also for the avodat HaKlal. Questions?
I thought kiddush Hashem is only like for goyim.
Kiddush Hashem is for me and you. When you're acting nicely to somebody, when you act nicely in business, the Rambam has a whole list. Kiddush Hashem is not only for goyim. Kiddush Hashem is very much for me and you. Also for the goyim also. That you just heard in your speeches, when you went out there, make sure not to make a chal Hashem, make a kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're used to.
Yeah.
But very much when it comes to, right, that we have this tremendous ability, Rav Kook is saying here, based on this Gemara, that we are partners with God. It's crazy. I mean, on one level, we're mortal man and woman that, you know, we're limited. And we have a lot of people walk in their two pockets, one saying, Anochi Afar Ve'Efer, right? I'm nothing. And the other pocket says, Bishvili Nivra Olam. I have the ability to what? For me, the world was created. But we have this ability. What are we called? We're called an Adam or Adama, which means that we have to be Middamet to Hashem. We have to compare ourselves to Hashem, to be able to be a Shutaf with Hashem, to be able, through our actions, you can make a tremendous difference in this world. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should learn to be able to do what we're doing, to take care of ourselves, but with what? With the goal not to have a selfish year. But our year should be selfless, and through our actions, which seems to be prati, we should then help out the klal. And we should have a good evening. Chazak v'matz, ladies.
Rabbi.
You too.